Oliver Siemens is an enrolled member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. He's executive director of Four Directions, wrote an article for Indian Country Today entitled Trayvon Martin, Stand Your Ground Cowards, and Border Town Murders, which was really enlightening as we continue our every other day having conversations with people reflecting on what Trayvon Martin means for us in America beyond the Zimmerman trial. And Michael, I really appreciate you being part of the show, as always. And let me welcome Oliver Siemens to the air. Oliver, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I really was taken by your article. I think that because many people, especially in states and places where native, where there are not a lot of native people, A, don't hear that native voice when it comes to issues like this. And let me just start with asking you, what drove you to write this piece for Indian Country Today?
Well, you know, basically, Native Americans, we also face that, I could almost say on a daily basis, whether it's this reservation or other reservations throughout the United States. The individuals are that are killed off reservation, there's usually never any investigation, and it just hit home as far as what the family was going through as, and not having a closure.
I mean, and you mentioned, this, which is interesting to me, that you think a couple of things you said and that really struck me. One was that you think there is a natural affinity between Native families and Native mothers looking at Trayvon Martin and thinking about their own sons.
Yes. Native American mothers, first of all, they, just like any other mother, I guess, in the United States, they love and care for their children and their sons, and they see the difficulty of having a different skin color, of trying to get out into the world and make a living. The color of their skin actually stops them from achieving what they actually could achieve. I'm not saying it's for, you know, it's all of it, but
yeah,
if you look at majority of it, the barriers that are put up as far as the Native American men make it quite difficult for them to be a part of the society, I guess, in the result.
You tell a story here, and before we conclude, I wanted to kind of have you share this story. You tell the story about Robert Boo Many Horses, who was found stuffed head first into a garbage container, and the white men who were let free, and of the eight bodies, six of them being Lakota people, pulled from a shallow stream, still not solved in those murders. Talk a bit about that. I mean, that's, again, that's just Trayvon Martin writ in Dakota as opposed to Florida.
Exactly. Bo was basically doing nothing except for, I believe it, and of course, they don't. Nobody else sees that way. But when a person of color is attacked and assaulted, and then thrown in the garbage can upside down, and basically left to die, which he did, and nothing is done about it, it really shows you that the justice system, as far as those that decide what types of crimes have been committed, isn't equal. The ones that killed him didn't have to answer anything except for a civil suit later on. but, you know, Bo's gone. His mother is suffering because of it. I mean, there's not a day where she can, you know, actually goes by where she can talk to him. The suffering that happens to the individuals that are victims regenerates all through the family, not just the mother, but the grandmother, the grandparents, the aunts. We're a close-knit family, so that means the cousins. In the Lakota way, a cousin is like a brother or a sister. You get a very large extended family that the actual death affects all of the individuals. The ones in Rapid City are still under investigation. There has never been anybody brought to justice as far as their deaths are concerned. And it was, for a while, happening quite a bit. I think they were averaging maybe one or two a year. Now it's actually been a year where they haven't really found anybody. But that, you know, that type of those types of things happening in what we call border towns. I think you guys call them suburbs. Where you guys, where you go where you're not supposed to go, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm just curious. We have to wrap up here, but I'm curious about this case of Robert Blue Many Horses, who was murdered. And what was the case? How were these four white men found innocent or not guilty of the murder of a man where most people could see it happening and there was a civil lawsuit?
Basically, the judge said that the state didn't produce enough evidence. That one really trails like a Trayvon Martin, is the fact that, they were saying at first there wasn't enough evidence, and then after there was public outcry, they found evidence. This was almost the same way. There's public outcry. They charged the individuals, and the magistrate turned around and basically said that they did not have enough evidence to support the charges. And so it was a legal decision by a judge basically saying there wasn't enough evidence.
Well, Oliver Siemens, I'm sorry we had this truncated conversation. I apologize. I look forward to you coming back with us. I want to continue this with you and others in our program. Oliver Siemens is an enrolled member of the Rosebud Lakota Nation. He's executive director of Four Directions, wrote this article, which we will attach to on our website, standardshow.org, Trayvon Martin, Stand Your Ground, Cowards, and Border Town Murders. And we look forward to having these conversations between all of us across the nation. Oliver Siemens, thank you for all the work you do for the people, and thank you for joining us for this brief time on the Mark Steiner Show.
I appreciate it, and I send greetings from the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon. Take care. We're going to take a very brief break. When we come back, it's time for Sound Bites, our look at agriculture, beginning with why are there 50 million people in America going hungry?
One that never will grow old, she said.